Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 27, Polokwane 31, Emalahleni 28, Rustenburg 32 degrees.
Bedford views the issue. N3 southbound, a crash at Van Buren Road causing queuing traffic. And N12 R24 westbound, more queuing traffic. And that's towards the N3 south ramp at Galulis.
After 26 days, Electricity Minister Jose Ntsho Ramakgopa says load shedding remains suspended. Addressing the media, Ramakgopa credited an increase in planned maintenance and improved performance of generational units. He says it's a significant milestone for Eskom. The minister, however, insists the continuous supply of electricity countrywide does not form part of electioneering.
I think it starts with 24 hours of no load shedding, a week of no load shedding, a month of no load shedding, 3 months, 6 months, a year, and so on and so forth. So I'm just making the point that we are going to make a small but yet significant milestones.
The founder of the Umkhonto we Sizwe party, Jabulani Khumalo, believes the party has been vindicated by the courts. The Durban High Court today dismissed the ANC's trademark case against the MK party with costs. The ruling party had accused the MK party of violating the Trademarks Act by using a name and logo similar to that of the ANC's disbanded military wing. Khumalo, who addressed the media outside court today, says they are delighted with the ruling.
I'm over the moon. I'm happy that the ANC has been shown that they can't fight the MK. We are unstoppable. Whether they like it or not, they must just forget it.
Meanwhile, the ANC's Mafika Ndebele says they intend to appeal today's ruling.
We are going to challenge this all the way to Concord. It's not about winning or losing. It is a matter of principle.
In other big court news today, the case against three men arrested in connection with the murder of Rand Water executive Tabo Jaula and his bodyguard has been postponed to next Monday for a formal bail application. The trio, who were arrested a week ago, made their first appearance in the Lanesia Magistrates Court today. He was shot and killed in January during a back-to-school drive in the south of Johannesburg. Here's Magistrate Maggie van der Merwe.
Sit down next week. Monday 29 April for a formal bail application. I've also allocated time on the following day if it is necessary. All three accused to remain in custody without bail.
Good news, Gautrain services have been restored to Midrand, Centurion and Hatfield stations. Services were temporarily suspended earlier today following power outages. It has resulted in train delays. Here's Gautrain spokesperson Kasaji Naga.
The power has since been restored and the train service is now operating according to schedule. We apologise to our customers.
And finally, all five members of the Spice Girls have reunited, just perhaps not as how you'd expect. Over the weekend, the iconic 90s girl group members came together to celebrate Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday in London. They performed many of their hit songs, including this one.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
I'm Chanel September. More news in Afrikaans at 2.
See, I'm singing along with the Spice Girls there. I'm like, yes, I'm with you, girlies. Are you with me on this one? Do you know what today is, right?
World Earth Day.
It is Earth Day. It's the annual day on which events are held worldwide to show support for an environmental protection. First held in 1970. Well, we haven't been doing too well with it. My thing, get rid of single-use plastics. No more cling film. No more cling film. You got a Tupperware? Find the lid.
And now. 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
This ain't Texas.